Furthermore, in case they argue, it's obviously clear and undeniable to everyone that Christ has been raised, no one disputes that. But this doesn't necessarily mean that mankind will also be resurrected. For the resurrection of Christ was forecasted, has happened, and was confirmed by his appearance. But the resurrection of ourselves is still only a hope. Observe his strategy. He proves it from another perspective too, which demonstrates significant power. So, why do some say, he asks, that there's no resurrection of the dead? Naturally, this would also undermine the earlier claim, specifically that Christ has been raised, which is why he adds on, stating,